Hello.
Hi, is Robert there?
This is me. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Robert. My name is Gary. I'm with IMC Professional Driver Services. The reason I'm calling, I got an application from you on Indeed for a dedicated regional Class A CDL truck driver home weekly.
Yeah, where's that out of again?
It's out of Fremont, Ohio.
Okay. Go ahead.
All right. Basically, what we've got is an average pay of $1,725 to $1,825 a week, plus your benefits package. And it's a dedicated regional route for quality steel. You'd be hauling new propane tanks on flatbed trailers in the eastern half of the United States. No New York City involved. It's driver assist, okay. Unload, and verify securement required. It's home weekly. Go ahead.
What was that again on securement? I didn't hear that one.
It's driver unload, driver assist on the unload, and then verifying that everything's all secured.
Okay, yeah. So it loads out, catches out of Fremont. They have their own equipment, is what you're saying?
Yes, sir.
Okay, when available to get whatever you need to get started. My question was the weekends. You home on the weekends?
Let me see here. They get you home weekly up for the 34-hour reset, but says you're home weekly, working 5 or 6 day week with start times varying Sunday through Tuesday. So, either be home on the weekends or home Sunday, Monday, it looks like.
Oh, it depends what time you get in.
Yeah.
But you're home toward the weekends?
Yes, sir.
Somewhere along the way?
Yep. Start times will be between Sunday and Tuesday.
How many miles are you running, or you just don't know
you're running? You're running an average of 2,175 miles per week.
Okay. Pay's
based on mileage and stop pay. You get 75 cents per mile, and then $50 for every stop. That gets you to get your average at 1,725 up to 1,825 a week. That comes out to between $90,000 and $95,000 per year. And right now, they do have a $1,000 sign-on bonus paid in full on your second paycheck for qualified drivers.
I hear you. What do I need to do otherwise for my application on Indeed?
Well, first thing is for me to just get a little bit of information from you here. Tell me a little bit about your experience. I looked at your resume, but it didn't have a lot to say regarding experience. Wow. I didn't see any jobs listed on there.
I need to go back and reset it then if you guys don't have no information on there, because I have the experience in that, but I have a gap because I was incarcerated for about 6 years.
Okay.
So the gap is between now and back to 2015.
Okay.
I pulled pontoon boats for a couple years from 2012 to 2015 for Worldwide out of South Bend, Indiana. We were running all 48 pulling pontoon boats. They were, 14 high, 9 wide, pulling their trailers. It was owner operators and drivers, which I worked for both. And before that, I just caught a lot of steel for Universal AmCam over the years from 2005 to 2012 when I went to Worldwide.
All right. And so how long you been driving altogether?
I got like 25 years invested.
25 years.
Yeah, I used to work for Multi Carrier Service pulling vans back in the 90s. Yeah, I got a lot of years invested in driving trucks.
All right. Well, let me ask you this. You mentioned incarceration and a gap. Two questions. How recently did you get out?
I got out here last year of May.
May of last year?
Yeah. I've been working at a factory since then.
Okay. How long has it been since you've actually been in a truck driving?
Since June of 2015.
Okay.
I just went and got my license renewed to prove my driving experience to a Trenco truck and school up here. I had to pay for it to renew my license, so I'm qualified to drive truck. I wasn't, I would not have got my license to them, because you have to go through a school to get your license.
Right.
Institution. So I just got them here just this month after trying a couple times.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what.
You know, they have their own way of how they run things, how they want you to get your license.
Oh, sure.
You know, so. But, yeah, I got a lot of miles wrapped up on it, man. It's just like jumping back on a bicycle, you know.
I got you, Robert. All right, well, let me ask you this. I can tell you that for the route that I was hiring for here, I'm not going to be able to get you in that seat because they require 6 months of recent experience, and it has to be they have to have flatbed experience and winter driving experience. But if you hadn't been in a truck for a while, then this one's going to be a no-go with this particular carrier. But let me ask you, I'd be more than happy to take a look around and see what I can find for you. But some of the carriers are more particular than others. What was the nature of the incarceration for? What was the charge?
The way they got, I'm not exactly sure what it is because I've heard too many stories. It's interstate commerce stuff.
Okay.
I'm not sure what it says. That's what I was told by another employer, so I'm not sure how it works.
Okay. That's the way they got it down on your MVR and criminal?
I'm not sure how on my MVR. I don't have none on my MVR. I'm on my criminal record, maybe. I'm not sure. I haven't looked at it because I was just told about it.
Okay. That's what you were incarcerated for, interstate commerce theft.
Yep, that was back in the. Haven't done nothing since then. Been about 8 years.
Okay, all right. Well, I'll tell you what. Let me make sure I've got a good number. What's the best number to reach you at?
The one you just called, 567-202.
7772. All right, I got that. All right, well, tell you what, let me write that down. And since I kind of know where we're starting from, let me take a look. I got about 50 different carriers that I work with. And I'll be surprised if I don't have something in there, Robert, that is going to be copacetic for you and be a good fit. But instead of take up your time, I want to get you off the phone and take a look and see what I've got going here right now as far as hiring goes. I can tell you one thing, man, just to be on the level with you, the fact that you haven't been in a truck for a while, I'm probably looking... Yeah, as you well know, being a veteran truck driver, all these carriers kind of look at it like if you ain't been in a truck in a year or two, then they kind of see you as a student all over again. So I've got a couple carriers that I might be able to work with, but, you know, it's probably...
I've been trying to get into where they want to train you to recuperate on that. I've been checking that out. I'm not afraid to go into training with somebody again.
Okay.
To get started, that's the least of my worries.
All right, well, I got a couple of few carriers that take new guys, and that's kind of how they're going to look at you all over again since you ain't been in a truck in a while.
I have a current CDL and current physical, and I have my GED, a copy of my GED.
All right.
Everything. Just trying to get that chance to get started again.
All right, well, I feel you, and you know, just leveling with you, we know that at the moment, kind of with the situation, you can't be too awful choosy, but are there any carriers out there that you don't want to work with?
No, I ain't got no problem with nobody. I don't have any problem with any issues with anybody.
All right, Robert. Well, I can probably work with that then, my friend. Let me take a look here and see what we've got going on right now, because as far as the advertised position I was looking for, that one's not going to be a good fit, but I probably have something with one of my carriers. Let me get to scouring this thing. And if you would, save my phone number. And what I'm going to do, Robert, let me go ahead and get your email address. And if I could, have you ever done one of those 10 Street and Tele apps before?
What is it called?
It's the 10 Street and Tele app. It's the online application that most of the carriers have you fill out. Since it's been a while, that may have been before in Tele app's time. But what they do these days, all the carriers, there's an online application that you fill out. And once you fill it out and you save it, the information's there and you don't have to redo that application over and over and over every time you want to apply.
That's what I'm doing with the resumes for Indeed. As you call it, I was refreshing it because every time I go to send it, it says, okay, your application has been saved, but I have to put more information in each time. So that's what I was doing when he was calling me.
Oh, yeah, very good. Well, tell you what, this is our standard application form that I've got here, and I'd like to get your email address. I'll send that over to you, and if you would, go ahead and fill that thing out for me. And then as soon as I find a good fit, if I call you up and let you know what's going on with it and it sounds good, then I'll be able to get all your information sent over to them and we'll have it all ready to go already for you.
Yep. It is, the email is dboltrobert28@gmail.com. And what is your name again?
My name is Gary. And I'll send you an email and a text message so that you'll have my email address and so you'll have my phone number and you already got my phone number, but you'll have my name to go with the number. And if you would, save that, and when I give you a call back, it'll be because I got something for you. And if you have any other questions at all, don't hesitate to shoot me a text or an email or whatever. I'll be here. And if you try to call me and I don't answer right away, it's just because I'm on the phone with another driver, but I'll get back with you just as quick as I can.
I appreciate it. Yeah, I've been trying, like I said, I've been checking with companies for training, and I have no problem going, because I knew it was going to be a little issue on some companies, and I have no problem going in on a training with somebody. That's at least my worry. All that is just a refresher to show the trainer or the company that I know how to drive trucks.
Oh, sure. Yep. And that's all they need for their insurance companies, too. So it's just a matter of finding one of those opportunities for you. And I'm pretty sure I can. So give me just a minute. I've got some assistants here that are already starting to look stuff up for me. And I'll get that link over to you. And whenever you get a chance, if you would, just fill that thing out. And whenever you hit the submit on that, just let me know with a text message or whatever so I can go and retrieve that, and we'll have it ready to go for you. Sound all right, Robert?
Yep, appreciate it.
All right, bud. We'll talk to you again soon. You have a good afternoon.
Yep. I'll get that filled out here as you send it over here in the next hour or so, and I'll get it back to you.
Sounds great. I look forward to it, my friend. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you for giving me the chance to speak with you.
Hey, I'm glad to help you, bud. Talk again soon.
Yep. Bye-bye.